4-H Kicks.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing, buddy? Let me roll this window up. They got a lot of road noise here. And turn the radio down here, too. Oh, I was trying to get out of the way of one of those Strange Brothers trucks up in front. It isn't them, but these trucks run up and down here all the time, and they got water running out of the back of them and gets all over you. How's your day going?
Going good. Went up on Bearwalla Mountain this morning to look at doing, help the club up here do some repeater work, or not the club, the owner of the repeater, helping him do some repeater work and just some maintenance stuff, and spent the first half of the day with them.
What'd you have to do to it?
Doing anything today. They've got some antenna issues and wanting to make some changes, some upgrades. So we carried a tower that was donated up there and looked at the site to prepare installing the tower and a backup generator.
It's Patrick. That sounds like fun. I wish I could do that. I'm just going home from rehabilitation here at the cardiac place. And I got a CT scan this morning to check and see if I got a hernia. I had enough surgeries lately. I hope I can wait on that one. That really stinks.
Some time to recover. You had a rough 2025, that's for sure.
Part like Humpty Dumpty, Patrick. What a beautiful day out here. It says it's 74 degrees, and I'm just coming up on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Beautiful day out there. I'm looking at my thermometer here at the house, and it says it's a whole 56 degrees outside.
Well, it's probably already frosted up there, hasn't it?
But not for lack of trying. It's been real close, but it hadn't got there yet.
I wouldn't be surprised if you hit it tomorrow. Well, we've been into the 40s, finally, and they aren't forecasting frost yet, as far as I know. Well, I'm sitting beside one of those Ford Mavericks. I never thought they'd ever come back with that. It looks like one of those Honda Ridgelines. It's got a real short bed, and it's a nice-looking truck, but it's painted navy gray, and I've seen enough gray.
The gray is the new in color right now, or has been for the last couple years, and I'm with you. I don't get it. I mean, it's okay, but it's gray.
I asked my brother one time, I was getting out of school, and I said, well, where do you think I'll be stationed at? And he said, I don't know, but it will be gray. He was in the Navy, too.
I think everything they got's gray, isn't it? Or some color of there of gray.
It's either gray or it's brass. And, you know, they say to polish it no matter what. And boy, I'm telling you, you got enough of that polishing brass, because every day everybody handling stuff, and then it would stain it, of course. Oh, shoot. You know where that's at, Patrick?
Not too far to go.
I wanted to go back and go to Aldi's and get some grapes. Well, I think I'll take the shortcut here, turn around and go back that way. That was stupid. It's your fault you got me to talking.
It on me, but I think Miss Bernice will know the truth.
My grapes lately have been awesome.
I haven't tried all these grapes in a while. Of course, I hadn't had any grapes at all in a while. I just hadn't. I don't know why.
It's good for you. Usually they're really good and they're really reasonably priced. I'm close to Ingalls, but I don't know. Maybe I ought to just run over to Ingalls and see if they got any good ones. It's a lot closer. That's what I think I'll do, by golly.
To drive over there instead of running over there. You don't need any more trouble.
This is N0TR. I've done that already, 30 minutes of it, riding those bicycles to nowhere. No, sir, not at all. if I can get out into traffic here now. Boy, they really come down 290 fast this time of day.
Get to the time of day where you don't want to be on 290.
That's exactly right. Anyways, Patrick, really nice to hear you. Hope to see you some of these days, and I'll let you go for now. It looks like Ingalls is packed. I don't know why. The middle of the week. See you later, bud. KO4HKX in 0TR 73.
You be careful out there and tell Miss Bernice Elise and I said hello. KO4HKX. Clear.
73, Tom. KN4TFW.
KO4HKX, how are you doing?
4HKX, KO4ZEW, got a quick question for you.
Good.
At the end of each of your transmissions, there's a little digital packet burst. Are you sending an APRS packet, or is that like an ID or something?
It's probably an ID, and it shouldn't be sending it. I'll have to find out how it got turned back on. But we'll figure it out. Thanks for letting me know it was doing it, because I can't hear it on this end.
It's not annoying or anything, but I was just wondering what it was. I figured it was some kind of ID or quick APRS packet.
It could be either one. I'm using my VTEC UV Pro, and it likes to turn things on and off, and that's one of the drawbacks to this radio I found for me. But it's got a BBS locator in it, or it could be APRS, got turned on to transmit at the end of my PTTs, because every time they update the radio, I have found something changes.
I have exactly one of those, and I love it, but every time you do a firmware update or something, it switches stuff around on you. And I try not to use that, the BBS stuff. I just use the APRS, among other things. Love that radio, but I know what you mean. I can't think of a setting to turn it off offhand, but I know what you're talking about. Love that radio.
That, and I like the radio. I love the battery life on it. But I just get tired of every time there's an update forced out to it, something changes in it. That gets a little aggravating. Station break. Go ahead, Tal. I'm on a switch radio, so we don't have to listen to that noise every time I key up.
Well, hang on, Patrick. KQ4LOO, by the way. I was listening to that, and both of you have a beep at the end, both of the stations. I don't know what mine does. I got the ICOM 2730 Bravo, but both of y'all have a little slight beep at the very end.
For ZEW. Now, that's really interesting because I'm using a fully analog radio, TYT 9800.
This is high pitched, and Patrick's is a little bit lower tone.
Ben, I'm not hearing anything on my end unusual on your transmission.
Like I said, Patrick, yours is a little higher tone than his. A little lower tone. His is higher tone, like a slightly higher pitch. It's just like a real quick beep. That's it.
I'm on a different radio now, so mine shouldn't have that squelch or APRS beacon at the end of it. But that little beep you're hearing is probably the squelch tail on a repeater, Tal.
conference because I've never heard it before. This other gentleman, I don't know your name. I didn't catch your call sign, but this is KQ4LOO. But, yeah, I've never heard it before until he came on. He says he's using analog, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
KQ4 is EEW. Yeah, Patrick, yours is gone now. I'm going to check and make sure, like, my tail squelch and something, you know, see what's going on, if there's something. I'm pretty sure I have Roger beep off, but I'll go through my settings real quick. Yours is cleared up, though.
All right, well, KO4HKX, Kyle, Ben, good to talk to you, but I'm going to have to jump off here, and I'll glad mine's cleared up. Like I said, I switched radios. Thanks for letting me know mine was doing that. That was probably annoying the fire out of Tom. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. Be careful out there, gentlemen. 7-3.
Good talking to you, too, Patrick. I'm going to be standing by, but like I said, his was just like a beep, real quick. It was real, real, real quick. It wasn't like it was like I can't remember what he just called it, but I don't think it was that. It's just like real high-pitched, real quick beep. And I don't know if anybody else is picking it up, but my radio did.
Could definitely pick it up. It sounded like a quick APRS identifier packet. Just a quick digital blast coming out of his. I'm going to have to check the settings in mine and make sure, like, my Roger beep or something is off. Turned off, that is. And see if it's something like that.
Yep, I'm going to be standing by KQ4LOO. Good talking to both of you, too. Y'all have a good evening, and Patrick, be safe.
KO4ZEW, and I got you as Hilo Quebec 4, Lambda Lambda Oscar.
That is correct. And my name is Tao, Tango Alpha Lima.
I think I've talked to you before, but all right, I'm going to go through my settings. I may check back in a few minutes and see if it's gone, if I find anything. But otherwise, KO4 is EEW. I'll be clear and monitoring.